It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Thank you, friend, for joining me today on Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and this week I'm doing a special week of programs. You see, along with being a pastor, I've spent about 50 years in the gospel music industry as a singer and songwriter. I recorded my first album when I was just 13 years old and had a music recording contract when I was 17. And music has been one of the great loves of my life. I've been privileged to have songs recorded by other artists, and God has allowed me to write music with some of the legends in gospel music. I also have about 12 albums that you can find online. So this week on Fresh Oil, I'm going to feature a different song each day that I wrote and sing throughout the past 40 years, and I'm going to tell you the story behind the song. Almost every song that I write has a story behind the song, something that makes me pick up my pen and share from deep in my heart. In 1987, I had been pastoring for about 3 years, and like so many pastors, I had become very discouraged as the crowds were low, and I just felt like I was failing, and I wanted to quit. I spent the morning at my church. I was laying face down on the floor in our little prayer room, and I felt the presence of God come in that room. He spoke to me very clearly, just as clear as I'm talking to you today. He said this, "Keith, the things you have asked me for, I've already blessed you. But you don't see them because you're looking through the eyes of your flesh." He said, "Look through your spirit eyes, and you will see that I have given you blessing in your life." My friend, I got up and went to the piano, and in a matter of minutes wrote this song, which went on to become a number one hit song all across the country in Christian music. It's a song that I love today called Spirit Eyes.
When you have gone the second mile and still the road seems long,
when every turn you take in this life, the road that you choose seems wrong, with darkness all around and you can't see the prize, that's when you look the way that God looks and you see through spirit eyes. Through the eyes of faith you will see all the things you've hoped for, all of the truth that Satan longs to hide. Only through your spirit eyes.
Through spirit eyes.
Through unseen eyes, you'll realize that God
shines in my life when all my strength is gone,
and I'm learning each day, no matter what comes my way, I'll find the strength to go on.
The chains of darkness, they bound me,
they break and I'm set free.
Chose to look the way that God looks, and I've seen through spirit eyes.
Through the eyes of faith you will see all the things you've hoped for, the truth that Satan longs to hide. Only through your spirit eyes. Through unseen.
Does that song bring back some memories? That's my song I wrote in 1987. Went on to become a number one hit in Christian music called Spirit Eyes. My friend Cherie is singing along as a duet with that. Now, the story's found for this song in the Bible in 2 Kings chapter 6. And I want to begin reading with verse 8. It says this, "Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. And after conferring with his officers, he said, 'I will set up my camp in such and such a place.' And the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, 'Beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there.' So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places." Now, when I read this passage, it reminds me of Dr. Billy Graham, who in his career as America's pastor, you know, he served as an advisor for 12 U.S. presidents. With all that's happening in the world today, oh, how we could use a relationship like Elisha had with the King of Israel. God give us a new Billy Graham in America today. Now, I want you to look at verse 11. Look what happened. "Then the king of Aram, he summoned his officers and demanded of them, 'Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?' 'None of us, my lord the king,' said one of his officers. 'But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom.'" Now, how amazing is this? The king of Aram gets so paranoid when his servants told him that Elisha hears even the words you speak in your bedroom, he got enraged. Now he sets out with a plan to put an end to this prophet who's been eavesdropping on him with prophecy in his bedroom. Now I want you to look what it says in verse 13. "Go find out where he is," the king ordered, "so I can send men and capture him." And the report came back, "He is in Dothan." Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. Friend, notice, he's after one man, but he sends a strong army to get him. He sends horses and chariots, and they even go by night and surround the whole city. Now, friend, this has to be what most people would call an impossible situation. I don't know today if you're dealing with any impossible situations in your life, but I've been there a few times in my life. Elisha and his servant, they're surrounded by a vast army of horses and chariots and soldiers surrounding the city. And I love what verse 15 says. "When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city." And look what he says. "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. What a funny expression from Elisha's servant. I could just see him when he opens the door, and as far as his eye can see, he's surrounded by enemy soldiers. And he just turns around and says, "Oh my Lord, what shall we do?" Have you ever had one of those moments where you say, "Oh Lord, what am I going to do?" I mean, you're facing an impossible situation, your back's against the wall, and you see no way out. Friend, that's when God does some of his best work. When it's impossible for man, it becomes possible for God. Now listen to how the prophet Elisha responds to his servant. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his servant's eyes that he may see." And then the Lord opened his servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. With my song, Spirit Eyes, this is where it comes from. "O Lord, open his eyes that he may see." Friend, obviously, Elisha's servant was not blind in the natural, because he was able to see the enemy and his army surrounding them. But the eyes that Elisha was talking about was what I call spirit eyes. The eyes of faith that allows you to see beyond the natural abilities. Friend, if all you can see is what your natural eyes are seeing, you're not seeing all there is. Because there is a spiritual realm in our life. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness and darkness in high places. That's what we're fighting against, and we need our spirit eyes open. The servant could only see the enemy and the danger that was in front of him. But Elisha, however, could see the hosts of heaven, and the hills were filled with chariots of fire all around Elisha. You know, when Satan is closing in on you, friend, when things look impossible, that's when God does some of his best work. In Luke 18 and verse 25, remember when Jesus was talking with the rich young ruler and he told him to go sell all that he had and give everything to the poor and then come and follow him? And he went away sorrowful that day because he had great wealth. And what did Jesus say to the crowd when they're like, "Wow, this is impossible"? Jesus said, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." After Elisha's servant looks at the circumstances and says, "Oh Lord, what are we going to do?" I love the response of the prophet. He says, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." I can just see the servant after hearing that. He goes over and looks out the window and he goes, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Then he looks back inside and goes, 1, 2. The math just don't add up, Elisha. But then Elisha says, "Oh Lord, open my servant's eyes that he may see." And look what the Bible says. "Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." And then verse 18 says, "As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, 'Strike these people with blindness.' So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked." My friend, God delivered Elisha and his servant that day. He handed the enemy right over to him in his hands because Elisha chose to look the way God looks, and he saw through his spirit eyes. I don't know what you're facing today, my friend, but chances are it's no accident that you tuned into this program. If there's one thing I believe in so strongly, it's the sovereignty and providence of God. He causes us to be in just the right place at just the right time. Today, if you're going through a situation that you don't feel you can handle, if you're facing financial situations that you say, "How on earth am I going to pay my bills?" I ask today that you would turn to God and allow him to open your spirit eyes so that you can see, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Maybe the doctor has given you a diagnosis today that looks totally impossible. When you've gone the second mile and still the road seems long, when every turn you take in life, the road that you choose seems wrong, with darkness all around you and you can't see the prize, that's when you look the way God looks and you see through spirit eyes. I hope you've enjoyed today as I share the story behind the song that I wrote back in 1987, Through Spirit Eyes. Thank you, friend, for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Join me again tomorrow for another story.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.